typically what would happen in a school district if there's an allegation against the superintendent is that I would work with the board chair to address that. And if it resulted in something where it was a complaint that would require an investigation, typically what would happen is that that would be added to the board's agenda as a closed session where you would engage in preliminary consideration of the allegations against the individual, and the board could decide how it would want to handle that. And in something like this, I would think that some level of investigation would be appropriate before the board makes a decision on anything. My advice is that it would have to be added to the agenda as a closed session pursuant to Minnesota Statute Section 13D.05 Subdivision 2B, and that could be done tonight or at a future meeting.